Sam Vanami, the head girls wrestling coach up at Carroll High School, joining us here today as the Tiger girls getting set to get their season underway Saturday. They'll head over to the Nevada tournament. But coach, first of all, I want to thank you for joining us here again today, and congratulations, on getting this season almost underway.
Oh, thanks for having me. Yeah, I'm super excited, and so are the girls, to get the season kicked off on Saturday.
You and I are talking here on a Wednesday morning, as people will be listening to this on our website, Facebook, and Twitter pages later on. But you guys had a meet the team night on Tuesday night, well attended, and I think you could really feel the excitement, especially for the girls. How did things go for you guys on Tuesday night?
Good. I mean, the girls are excited. You can definitely tell that the parents and the community are behind them, and when they're clapping and they're yelling for them real loud, and it's exciting. It's, you know, history in the making, and these girls are just really proud to be part of it.
We had you on Rewind here a little over a week ago and stuff, and I don't know if we asked you that. What is it like? You're setting history. You're the first girls' head wrestling coach at Carroll High School. That's got to be kind of a neat feeling.
It is. It's an honor. They could have chosen anyone, but they chose me, and it's a privilege for me. I haven't really stopped and given it a thought in that perspective, because I think if I do, that's a lot of pressure. But I graduated from Carroll, so I want to see it get started up on the right foot, and I just want the best for the girls, and I want them to know that they got someone in their corner that they get to see every day. And we'll see how this first year goes. Right now, we're just focusing on just perfecting our moves and getting the exposure and getting them comfortable, and hopefully next year is even better.
How has that gone so far? Do you feel like the girls are starting to kind of really understand, especially for those that maybe hadn't been around wrestling a lot prior to this?
Absolutely. I would say maybe that first week we were a little bit hesitant, a little bit not sure what we might have gotten ourselves into. And from that to even this week, 2 weeks later, these girls are just progressing so rapidly, and their confidence is just growing, and they're smiling, and they're proud of themselves. And, you know, sometimes I have to slow them down and say, hey, it's clear that you're injured. Let's take a break, check you out, and you can get back in there. And they're really catching on quickly.
13 girls out. How quickly did this roster fill up with girls when the announcement was made and when you were named as the head coach? How quickly did things go for you?
I sent out the classroom link to sign up on actually homecoming, and I wasn't really sure because I know that was a busy day for us here, but I think I had 6 people signed up within an hour and a half.
Wow.
And it just kind of kept rolling. People would stop by and ask me, and hey, what do I need to do to sign up? And it just took off. So what, it was really exciting to see.
What were some of the questions like from the girls in those early conversations about this wrestling season for the girls?
You know, they were curious to see what's expected of them as far as what does the practice look like, how many meets, am I wrestling other girls, and they all had fair questions because they didn't know, and just trying to calm their fears of, you know, you're not in this by yourself as far as your knowledge or experience. Everyone's going to be on the same boat, and everyone is going to be coming in here fresh, and because they're all the same level. So do not be shy. Ask questions, and we will get you where you need to be. I'm not going to let you fail. And then, you know, that kind of helped. And since then, they've been doing a really great job just asking questions and saying, hey, can you slow that move down? We need to, I didn't get that. And that's helping them so much.
Coach, you mentioned 13 girls. In a way, a nice mixture, no seniors, but I think a lot of people probably anticipate that unless, the girl had been, out for wrestling prior. You're probably, most schools, not going to get a ton of seniors to go out for just 1 year, but a nice mix. I think 6 juniors, several freshmen, a few sophomores in there. How do you like the mix of the different age groups that you have?
I like it. It's the juniors, I think, for the most part, most of them would come back next year, and their senior year, that's exciting, and they're going to want to do really great and take their knowledge that they learned this year and just move forward. The freshmen, they are catching on, and they're not letting, you know, their age or their ability pull them down, because they're getting right in there. And I think that the freshmen that I have are currently going to be just excited to come back year after year based on what I'm seeing so far.
Let's talk a little bit about the group and the girls. I'll just run through the names here. Avery Burke, Chloe Jones, Emma Grossman, Emma Daniels, Riley Coates, Island Noggle, I hope I say that one right, Haley Vogel, Sunny McGowan, Julia Caney, Brianna Kiger, Raquel DeAngel, Piper Finneran, and Zoe Kelly. So talk a little bit about what you guys have been working on, and if you want to mention any of the kids in particular, go ahead.
We have been working on, like I said, perfecting our shots and making sure that we're passing the elbows where we need to. If we get, for some reason, on our stomachs, we're, you know, how to get the wrists and just doing the moves safely and effectively and getting them in the mindset that, you know, all the possibilities that could happen. I know I've got, like, Avery Burke and Chloe Jones. Those two together are just powerhouses. There is no holding them back. They will go at it, and I love seeing those two because they will work on a move until they get it correct, and you can see the frustration until they get it, and it just clicks, and it's so much fun to watch those two. And then I've got someone like Raquel DeAngel. She's super quiet. I'm going to get her by the end of the year, by gosh, to yell or something, but she is so quiet, but she's the one to watch too, because she, when she gets it, she goes hard. And, you know, don't underestimate ever my quiet ones is for what I've learned. And let's see, God, I can't say enough about any of my girls, really. That would take me all day, because I think they're just doing amazing, and they all have their own little ways of perfecting a move or excelling. And I can't say enough about any of them. They're amazing.
Coach, do they break down weight class pretty well for you? Or, and I think we talked a little bit about that on that Tuesday on Rewind. Is it going to be difficult or fairly easy maybe to be able to get kids to the different weight classes that you need?
I think it's going to be pretty easy, actually. I think they, you know, wrestling's come a long way, even from when I was in school, that they really focus on making sure that it's healthy. And, you know, they're not trying to drop drastic weight and, you know, not eating and stuff like that. So if they're asking for maybe 2 pounds to lose, I think that's a realistic goal. And honestly, I think that's very achievable for them. And so most of the girls are there already, or they're already focusing on, you know, okay, for the following week, I want to wrestle at this weight. So they understand what's expected of them. And I think all of it's achievable for them.
We're going to talk the schedule here in just a moment. Again, it starts this Saturday over at Nevada. But you brought up an interesting one. You guys head up on the Saturday after Thanksgiving, the 26th, up to BV. It sounds like kind of a scrimmage and a clinic at the same time. So that should be really entertaining and really good for, I think, everybody involved.
Yeah, he's the coach up there is having a clinic. It's kind of a scrimmage. Girls get to know other girl wrestlers. Learn some moves, ask some questions, just get comfortable in the sport in general. And I think that the girls will learn just a ton. It's a great opportunity. It's meant to be fun. And hopefully most of us will be able to get up there. I know right after Thanksgiving it's going to be difficult, but that's the plan right now, is to go up to BV and attend that.
How do you like the schedule, and what are the hopes that you want to see on Saturday over at Nevada?
The schedule right now is changing every week. I'm not going to lie about that. It's kind of hard to know what's expected of us, just because the schools are figuring out. It's new for everyone in Iowa, so you know, they're figuring out their numbers and what they can and can't attend. So it's changing, but we're adapting to it the best that we can. On Saturday, at the Nevada, there's going to be a lot of nerves, but we're going to try to overcome that. We're just going to focus on, you know, checking into that endurance that we've been working on for the last 2 weeks, not to give up, to, you know, think about it, go mentally on that. And hopefully most of these girls will get at least 2 or 3 matches to wrestle and perfect their moves.
Well, Coach, I'm looking forward to this season. Looking forward to getting to talk to you every Saturday morning on the MC Coach Cafe Coachy Show. Looking forward to getting out there and watching the girls wrestle and seeing this sport and this program up at Carroll High grow. So much looking forward to it. We thank you for taking the job there at Carroll High School and getting this wrestling program started. So thanks for your time today, and best of luck in the upcoming season.
Thanks, Jeff.
You bet. Sam Vanami again, the head girls wrestling coach up at Carroll High School.